All right. Well, good afternoon and welcome to this collective bargaining session. Today is May 3rd, 2023. And this is a bargaining session between the UCF chapter of the United Faculty of Florida and the UCF Board of Trustees bargaining team. Because of some of the events that took place the last time we got together, I've asked Craig to make an opening statement for us. Craig, could you take care of that?
Sure. Good afternoon, everybody. Hopefully, well, none of us want to see what happened last week happen again. Hopefully that doesn't. I don't see anybody online now other than it looks like the bargaining teams. But long story short, we've been looking in ways to try and add some security requirements while also complying with the Sunshine Law public meetings requirements. We're still looking into more options for the future. Obviously, we can't guarantee that it won't happen again today. Hopefully it doesn't. What our plan is, if it does happen today, we're just gonna end the meeting and shut it down. And Chuck will communicate with Talat to try and reschedule it for the future. May need to be in person for the time being while we are looking into additional requirements. But I just wanted to, that's where we're at. And if it happens again today, which hopefully it won't, the meeting will just end and we'll reschedule. That's
where Greg, we're at. And Greg, we understand that Charlie did report last week's incident to the police.
Oh, okay.
There must be some investigation done because we do have some track record of what happened. And hopefully they can find out. I mean, this is horrible.
I don't disagree in any way, shape, or form that it's horrible with regards to what the police can or cannot do. That would be, I'm not in a position to.
Right.
More than police,
maybe the UCF IT team.
They've been contacted as well. ORE is aware of the situation.
Yeah, that would be because, you know, it was amazing to me as to how much it impacted us. It was pretty horrifying. Well, thanks for taking care of it.
Yeah. And Craig, thank you for that statement. I know Charlie's been working hard trying to figure out how to make this more secure. So Talat, if that's okay, our plan is if something shows up, we just all go away.
Sure.
You and I will contact each other by email.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And we can walk over if need be and so on. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Charlie, do we have some minutes?
Oh, yes. Share screen. Hold on. There it is. It's green. I switching from Teams and to Zoom somehow really sends me sideways. Okay, let me pull up the minutes and then share. I apologize. Thought I had them on. There we go.
Yeah, looks good to me.
No surprises, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shouldn't the minutes reflect that the meeting was ended early?
No, it never does.
Okay.
So I guess the minutes are okay then?
No objections.
All right.
And I think saying anything else would just be problematic.
It wasn't reported.
All right. Well, Talat, it's been, I guess, a week since we got together, and I'm very interested in hearing a response from you and your team.
Sure.
The proposal we got.
Right, and let me share my screen. Looks like I can do it. So let's see. Can you see my screen?
And yes.
It looks big enough. Does it look?
Can you see? Yes. Yes, it looks big enough.
It looks okay. Okay. So basically, yeah, so I think I will just go, the first part is all fine. And so we are in agreement there. Then just some of the changes that we've made reflect the discussions that we've had, and we wanted to clarify this point too. So we went here, and this was about overload. So overload appointments for a winter intercession and in Maymester for 12-month employees. Because what we felt was that, you know, if you're talking about overload, then if you have 12-month employees, then unless the Maymester is part of their assignment, if they're doing this as an overload, then perhaps that should apply there. So that was the reason for making it parallel. And then the one thing, and this was a little bit related to what happened last week, and then again, what we're seeing today, is that we, and you probably have something already available, because we talked about, student health, and we realized that there were some hotlines that were available and so on. But then we thought that putting something like that, emergency technical support for asynchronous teaching shall be provided by the university. The reason for that, particularly in the winter semester intercession, is that if something happens and then the person cannot continue, then we are basically, everyone is, at sea. So there probably is, I am assuming there is some support already, because, you know, when during the winter break, I think there's some IT support available for faculty in any case. And so we just want to make sure that whoever is teaching will have the phone number and the contact information for that. So
may I address that one
quickly?
I mean, you're absolutely correct that there's a lot of, there is support available. And we went through some of those things last week. The whole idea of having the asynchronous online format is to suggest that everybody's going to kind of be doing this at their own speed.
Right.
So I'm not sure what constitutes an emergency in that. It isn't as though a lecture is going to be terminated because something happens with the internet connection, for example. But there is technical support that will be available as we described last time.
If you would prefer, we can take the word emergency out. I mean, that's not a problem. We put emergency because, we realized that, you know, you're not going to be developing a course at that time and expecting all the help, all the technical help, right? Because all offices will not be there. But if Zoom doesn't work, web courses doesn't work, or something like that doesn't work, that's what we were talking about, emergency. But we would be, I think my colleagues here can tell me, we would be fine taking the word emergency out.
Okay, that's something that we'll consider.
Okay, so we could, I could even just take it out right now, because we debated about that. And so if you want, I can have a line through that. And then you can take a look at that. And if we did that, then, and that actually may be even better, but okay. Okay, so then here, because we said over here that it would be equitable, we just reiterated. And again, Chuck, when we talked about it, you agreed with that. We basically reiterated appointments for accelerated terms shall be offered to full-time employees in the order established in the unit's existing policy for equitable assignment of supplemental teaching assignments, as well as the unit's programmatic needs. So again, there are only two more changes. And you guys can take a look at that and get back to us. You can caucus if you want to. But
yeah, that last point that you raised, I think we'll want to take a look at that.
Okay, that's good. And then over here, which is the same thing, just reiterating, employees on a 12-month contract who agree to teach one course in the Maymester will be compensated for an overload. Their overload compensation will be 9% of the 12-month and so on. So what we mean here is that if that course that they're teaching in the Maymester is not part of their regular assignment, then that would be an overload.
If this is a 12-month employee teaching a course while the university's in session, are they going to take annual leave at the time they're getting that overload? Because they're going to have regular duties.
Right. So if the regular duties includes teaching this Maymester course,
then it's not an overload.
Then it's not an overload. But if they are teaching it on top of everything else, then it's an overload. Because that's the same thing for them in the summer too. I mean, in the winter. But what you're thinking is in the winter,
The university's probably going to be shut down for at least 2 weeks.
I see.
That won't happen in the Maymester.
But they would.
And I'm not trying to tip off anything that the president may be thinking about next December. I'm just saying, based on recent experience, one might expect that the university would be shut down for about 2 weeks over the holidays. And that's why that was treated differently, because those people would otherwise be excused from the regular duties because of the closure of the university.
And so they will have only 1 week when it would overlap with their assigned duties.
That's kind of what it looks like for the winter intersession.
Right, right. We're just treating this in parallel, but take a look and see if something needs to change there. I think we're on the same page, because we're basically saying that if they already have their assignments and they're doing something on top of that, then that's an overload.
And given the format of these courses, I'm suggesting that maybe an overload is absolutely impossible for somebody to conduct a full-blown course over 4 weeks while they're performing all of their regular duties. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how that works, but we appreciate you pointing it out. We'll take a look at it. Some of these things we've thought about, maybe we haven't thought about them as much as we should, and we're happy to take another look at it.
Right. And then the only one in which we didn't see a point to it is this one about employee and contingent tuition waivers. Neither employees nor spouse and dependent children under the age of 26 may receive a tuition waiver for enrollment in a course during a winter intersession or a Maymester. The main reason is that, this is something that we've already bargained. We don't think this is going to affect a lot of people, and we just think it sets the precedence and something that we have already bargained. We feel that this doesn't fit well. And the other reason for that is that the spirit of this whole MOU right now, I think, is very positive, because it's basically saying that, look, we know people are under a crunch. There is an opportunity to teach courses particularly in the winter intersession, you can do that. And also in the summer, you could do it for 4 weeks and so on. So it sounds like, for people who are willing to do it, it sounds like something positive that the university is doing. So if we add this thing here, which probably is not going to affect anything very much in terms of your revenues and all that, it just feels like, why do we get this slap here? And so I think the MOU would be much more on a positive, welcoming sound morale builder rather than saying, hey, no, we're not going to give this to you. Right. So that's how we were interested in seeing that so many of the people in the questionnaire, address this issue. So that's why we thought if you took it off, that would be good. But that's it. And I think I can email this to you guys right away. I can even put it in chat. I can stop sharing. I can put it in chat. And oh no, I have to. And I can also email. And if you guys want to take a look, and I know that it doesn't allow me to send it if I have it on my screen, but okay, so I'm putting it in chat. Yeah, so and in any case, I can also send it to you.
Why don't you just guys, email it to me, Talal?
I'll email it to you in any case.
Okay.
And
yeah, I'm not seeing it in the chat yet.
Yeah, because I'm fumbling my way through it. It's not as, yeah, now it is there and you should have it.
Dan's trying to help.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if you got it.
Looks like we did.
Thank you.
You got it then.
I think so. I'm trying to put it in a place. Thank you for using my naming strategy. It really helps me. Thank you.
Okay, team, I think we would want to have a caucus and
sure.
Talk about this.
You want to
do a caucus, or should we schedule a future meeting? Because we have to run things by people too. So what do you want to do?
Yeah, since this involves spending, potentially involves spending, yeah. I don't know that I'll get an opportunity to talk to the provost this afternoon.
All right, so Talat, we'll schedule. I'll be in touch to schedule something else.
Would you? I would like to be gone May 10th. I mean, I can do it next Wednesday. I could also do it earlier. But 10th through the 21st, I may have a bit of a problem.
All right. Well, how about we can work that off. We can work that out offline with.
Right.
Look at everyone's right. Schedules on
but,
this.
But any time between now and next Wednesday, even next Wednesday, this time is fine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Talat.
Okay.
Right. Well, thanks.
All right, we've got great. It. Thank you, Talat.
Thank you very much. Well, okay. Looks like we made it without any incident.
But did we learn anything today about how to log on?
I'm not sure. I'm just going to have to say this may take some practice on my part, so... I'm still trying to explore making it more secure, but this worked today. So
Charlie,
yeah,
the way, I'm sure you set things up the same way, but do you want me to show how I set up meetings?
It's not the setting up again. Let's talk offline. It doesn't
okay. Yeah. We can talk meeting. Offline. I can tell you, I do it two ways and it seems to work.
All right, I'm going to stop the recording for now. Okay.
All right. That's good.